You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Are you ready?
Stand by in one.
I invite you to let this be your moment.
Ready, mic one. Cue tape. And roll.
Make this your moment. Look back at this day and say, this is a day something happened that really mattered in my life.
And we're live. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I am here to journey with you to a new day, a new moment. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. He is about to show you how your story can touch the lives of others while bringing glory to Him. It's not too late. Today, this moment can be the start of the best rest of your life. So join thousands of women from all around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, hello there. I'm so glad to know you're right here with me today. I have made myself a big cup of coffee to sit here for the next few minutes to talk to you about something that is so awesome, so powerful, and something that's so real and relevant and needed in our lives today. Having someone to pray with us, having that partner who will come alongside us, that will crawl in the ditch with us or crawl on the mountaintop with us, wherever we are, who cares enough about us to go into the presence of the Holy Father to speak on our behalf. Oh, does that sound exciting to you? If it does, if you're ready, if you are in a position where you think, I am so tired of trying to battle this alone, then get ready, friend. Grab your Bible or grab some pencils, grab your drink, lean in, because we have a great show today. You know, this comes from off the heels of last week where we talked about the power of prayer. And in the midst of the power of prayer, oh my gosh, did the airways explode before and afterwards as we talked about this very critical thing that we find so difficult to do sometimes. Don't you think? What word should I say? How should I say it? Do I use the King James Version of speaking, these, thys, and thous? Or can I just ride down the road speaking? What is that? And we talked about that last week. If you didn't hear that, I encourage you to go back to that podcast and listen as my guest, Sue Ellen Roberts, and I talked about the power of prayer. In the midst of that, I heard someone say, oh my gosh, I've been in a place where prayer just eluded me. I was so in such a tough place that I didn't even feel like I could pray for myself. And I will tell you what, that really caused me to settle in, because I remember the many times I was there where I felt like even God was so upset with me, or maybe He had abandoned me, or He was upset with me, that I didn't even know if I could even approach Him. Do you know what I'm talking about? And there have been times when I didn't want to approach Him. Quite honestly, I had felt so much hurt and so much pain, or I was living around someone, one of my children or someone in my family who had, their prayers hadn't been answered and they were hurting. And I can I just tell you, I've had times when I was angry with God. And I went into silent treatment. I didn't want to talk to him. I don't know if you've ever been like that before, but I share that with you as the truth. It's the truth. It's where we are. And hey, listen, if there's anything I want this coffee with Kim to be, is I want it to be real and I want it to be authentic. And I want it to be a conversation that truly encourages us and helps us to get past some of these things that are so real in our lives. Lies, actually, that we can believe that seem like truth to me at the time. So if you're out there and if anything has touched your heart already, if you're feeling too hurt, too abandoned, too less than you feel to go to speak to God, then listen in. Scoot in. Give me your ears. We've got a great show for you. And call in with your questions. I invite you to call in with a question or a thought. Our number is 347-324-5246. Press 1. We'll go into our virtual green room. I'll be alerted by my production girl, Jill, that you are going to be on the line, and we will bring you on and we'll talk. So let's get ready. Let's go into a great show. Are you ready? Oswald Chambers said, prayer does not fit us for a greater work. Prayer is the greater work. And we all know that that's the importance. We know the power of prayer, don't we? Each and every one of us, we would go, yes, I know there's power in prayer. Well, then, if we know that, what reason, why is it that that seems to be our weakest area as believers? That bearing this burden of the emotional and spiritual weights can literally fatigue our minds and discourage our hearts, you know, and even begin to stymie our growth when we don't have this prayer life that God invites us to? Well, when that happens, we can reach out and say, I need a prayer partner. And we can begin looking. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I have a friend, I have a guest co-host today. Her name is Kim. She's a wonderful, great, great friend of mine. We have been together for many years. Kim joins me from Augusta, Georgia. And after our show last week, Kim, my good friend, was one who said, you know, I wish I had mentioned that when you can't pray for yourself, that you can engage a prayer warrior. And so that's why we're having this show today, and that's why we're here. So I would like to welcome to Coffee and Kim, my great friend, and today's co-host, Kim from Augusta, Georgia. Good morning, Kim. Welcome to Coffee with Kim.
Well, good morning, Kim. I am so pleased and so honored just to be here with you.
Well, you know how I love you, and we both know how each of us have struggled at many times in our lives, struggling, growing pains, I like to call it. Something that we all deal with. That's how we mature. But boy, when we're going through it, growing pains are not easy. There have been times, I think for both of us, there have been times that had we not had each other or someone else or a good friend to rely on that we knew was praying for us, we just didn't know if we were going to make it through, right?
That is so true, Kim. That is so true. So important to have your prayer warriors there praying on your behalf.
Absolutely. So, Kim, it's one thing to have prayer warriors, like a tribe around us, like the picture of the Roman soldiers back when they were in battle. But there's also something really awesome when we just know that there's that one person that we can go to. Now, last week after the show, you made a comment to me. You said, oh, I just wish I'd made that comment because you called in. You said, I wish I'd made a comment that like during one of my hardest times that I had to reach out to a prayer partner. Is there any part of that story that you feel comfortable sharing with us this morning?
Oh, sure, Kim. I know the past couple of years I have shared with you, I've been really, really struggling and been in some very dark, deep places and where even though I would pray and I would, you know, reach out and pray to God, you know, you get into that deep, dark place sometimes and you don't feel God's presence. You know he's there because of your faith, but you just don't feel him. And as I was going through these tough times, you know, one of the things I did, you know, attend one of your conferences, Burdens to Blessings, and that just opened up a lifeline. For me, I ran into, you know, a friend of mine, Linda Goble, and actually we we met each other at church many, many years ago, and you know, we didn't have that continued friendship because, as you know, you meet people and then you go through life and, you know, you just go your own path. Well, our paths crossed back again at this conference. And it was a time in my life that I needed acceptance. I felt that others around me, I didn't have acceptance of others, and I felt judged and criticized, and I was just, like I said, just in a struggling place right now at that time. But Linda, just her presence at that time, just she just showed love to me, and she showed acceptance, and we started making a connection. And then, you know, after that conference, I tell you, I love Cracker Barrel, because Linda and I, we ended up going to Cracker Barrel about a week later, and we just spent hours just opening up our hearts to each other and sharing with one another just our struggles, just life. And we started praying for each other, and she just took my hand and started praying for me right there in the restaurant, which that's not my comfort zone, because I'm thinking, okay, I can't pray like this now. But I realized, hey, this is something I'm learning to do, you know, is just pray all the time, you know, pray without ceasing. And so from that point on, we just, it's not that we really asked one another, we just became prayer partners. We would, you know, talk to each other, share each other what we needed to pray for one another. We would text. I love texting now, because even when I might be at work and I might be struggling, she doesn't even know I'm really struggling at work. And I'll get to a period of my day where I can stop, pick up my phone. There's a text from Linda where she is praying for me. I'm reading this text where she's praying for me, and she's sharing scripture that I need at that moment, and I know it's getting me through. And then we also have an agreement with one another sometimes that if we just need prayer, we'll just do those little praying hands icons, those emojis on our phone, just to know, okay, she needs prayer right now. Let's pray. And
oh my gosh,
she's even so. It's just been powerful. There's no other word. It's just powerful, and I've learned so much from Linda.
I love that. Before we go further, I just want to stop because you said something that I want our friends who are listening with us, because I'm sure that many leaned in when you said, I just didn't feel accepted. I didn't feel. Let's just talk about that for just a minute, just a brief minute. What that looked like to you on the inside? What were you walking around hiding on the inside that people couldn't see on the outside? What does that bring into? Because I know you. You're you're in the teaching field. I mean, you're an educator. You're very, you know, you're very talented, educated. You educate others. So this is something that was weighing down, and even though your mind was telling you the right steps to take, your heart was stymied the way we were talking about. It was so hurting. What does that look like? Because I'm sure as you explain that and give us a picture of that, we're going to have our listeners leaning in going, yep, that's right where I am. And then we're going to go from that to where we can go through the power of prayer and a prayer partner. So go back with me. When we met at that, when we reunited at that Burdens to Blessings retreat in Augusta, if I could have seen you on the inside, what would I have seen, Kim?
A very insecure person.
That no one would have ever expected.
Well, I just felt like I was drowning on the inside.
Drowning. A drowning person on the inside. What else? What are some other words that would describe? Because you said a darkness.
Yeah. I went through a time in a job situation in which I really did strongly in my heart and my soul believe that I was serving a purpose for God. And, you know, but then I think sometimes, you know, we get to that point where we know we're serving God, but then sometimes I think we shift our views. And we start pleasing men. And I think that's where then I did fail. I failed myself. I failed God because I started pleasing men. And instead of me just focusing on what God wanted me to do in that particular situation, I think I started focusing on, okay, I got to please all these people, you know, people higher up than me in my job. And mm-hmm. it was a very difficult job that I was dealing with. And I was getting a lot of criticism all around me. And it really did cripple me.
So what you're saying, see, don't, right there, Kim, right what you're saying, I've been there so many times. It's like we go into different circumstances with the right heart, you know, to really do and make a difference and to do whatever it takes. And, you know, sometimes I think our own heart, you know, well, the Bible tells us our own heart can deceive us. But I think sometimes the enemy can use our good intentions to, you know, to get us into an area where maybe we're working too alone or whatever it is. But what I wanted to hear was that those, exactly what you said, the feelings of being broken, the parts maybe where you had shifted a little bit, where you didn't feel God's presence. That I wanted to draw that picture for those who are listening, who are also feeling that way. And, oh, my gosh, the times I've felt that, the anxiety attacks that come with that, the feelings of being abandoned, the loneliness, you know, the judgment that you don't, if it's even there or just preconceived, but all these things that truly only prayer can break through, because the only way to break through that is Christ himself, the presence of our Lord, right? So, Kim, guess what, Kim? I have a surprise for you. We have on the other line your prayer partner and my friend, Linda.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Linda.
Awesome. Hey, how are you this morning? Hey, Kim.
Hey,
Kim.
Hey, Linda.
You're just a voice of sunshine, my sweet friend. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful today.
So we've been friends for so long, so many years. However, we went to the same church, but you two never really, you knew each other, but you never had the connection like you had when we had our Burdens and Blessings retreat in January. I can remember when it was, because it was the weekend that I turned 60, but we won't talk about that. But I saw it happening. I saw you all going to a deeper level. So, Linda, I would like for you, if you would, to begin to share what it was about Kim. What was it that let you know that you were needed in her heart?
Well, for the first thing, it was I was drawn to Kim just by her sweet countenance. And she just had a very loving presence about her, and just so sweet and tender, and just the love just poured out from her. And
okay,
I know she said,
Sorry, Linda. Can I just stop right there? I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have I have to draw this picture for our listener, because she was feeling dark, depressed, broken, insignificant, unsure of herself, and you, on the other hand, were looking at her, seeing sweet, compassionate, strong, kind, goodness. Now, I wanted our listeners to hear that, because they are feeling, so many are feeling like Kim, and then there's this person that comes along like you that sees the truth. Okay, now continue on. I just had to draw that beautiful picture you had laid out there for us.
That's fine, because that's good, because people don't, you know, like Kim, she saw herself that way, and then I saw her completely different. And she just, you know, our paths just crossed. She came up, and we just started talking about different things and about an organization that I'm working in, and then she just chimed in, and we just kind of just started talking, and we just clicked. It was just like kindred spirits, you know, we just clicked automatically. And that helped me, because I know Kim said that she was very insecure, and I would have never known that. But but I too can be very insecure with my own self. But that's an area, you know, that the Lord's been helping me with, and I've learned to just step out, and you know, I try to put my my feet in other people's shoes. If I do see someone that maybe is hurting or just, you know, they just look like they're alone or whatever, I'm just kind of drawn to them. But Kim was not, she didn't look that way. She had this beautiful smile on her face and just, you know, she was just wonderful. And
okay.
And I'm, go ahead.
Okay, Linda, okay, so Linda, excuse me again for yes. interrupting. I'm really bad at this, but when I hear something that I feel like my, when I hear something I feel like, you know, that might be connecting with our dear listener, I want to point this out because
yes.
Because it takes something more than just looking on the outside to really be able to see the heart. Because you're saying you not only did you see, you know, and feel what you her attributes, you're also saying, well, and also she had a beautiful smile, she had cute shoes, she was dressed kind of cute, her hair looked beautiful. So tell me, and both of you can chime in here if you want, what was it? Tell me how the ice was broken so that you knew that there was a ministry for both of you here.
Well, I think when Linda and I, when we started getting, like you said a minute ago, Kim, on a deeper level, and she started sharing her heart with me, and she was sharing with me how she felt insecure. And, you know, when I listened to her pray, there's no insecurity. You hear or sense in her prayer. She sounds like she's got such a strong prayer life, and she just has these words that she says that it's just, you know, she's just got a great way of praying. And mm-hmm. she doesn't see that in herself. And as she was sharing with me, and I started realizing, oh, my goodness, she's got insecurities too. You know, she feels, you know, weak in particular areas too. And it made me feel like I could start sharing with her. And we started making mm-hmm. that connections because I started seeing where there's some areas in her life. She needs support. She needs love. She needs encouragement. And that was actually helping me because then I started feeling like I could finally start healing myself because I was helping someone else as well. Even though to me, she was really helping me more than I was helping her.
See, I love that because I love the compassion. Jesus was moved by compassion. And not, you know, it's really, it took me a long time to really know what that word compassion means. And I always felt or thought that compassion meant, I'm going to tell you all my hurts and you're going to feel compassion and empathy and you're going to help me get better. And, you know, and that's truly, I mean, that's good. But the true meaning of compassion is when I share my hurts and my hurts call out the hurt in you and those hurts kind of reach each other and they begin to heal. Isn't that a beautiful picture? And that's what you just explained to him. It's like, you know, as Linda shared her hurt and her insecurities, it touched yours and it called yours forth. And then, okay, then there, and then there's an invitation. What do we do? So you broke through that ice. You realized that both of you had the potential of helping one another, which is always the case. What did you do? How did we follow that up? I want you to hold on to that thought as we're going to our commercial break. We're going to take a 30-second commercial break, and I want to come back and talk about how did you break through. So our listeners are here and they're thinking, okay, I've identified that I'm kind of over my head here. I'm so worn out of trying to pray on my own. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I'm just about to give up. I'm looking around and everyone looks perfect, but Linda and Kim have just told me that can be deceiving. I'm looking at people thinking everyone around me has it all together, but Kim and Linda have just told me that can be deceiving. So I don't want to live deceived. I don't want to live deceived. I want to step out into God's power. So what is my next step? So when we get back from our commercial, we're going to go into some practical. I want you all to tell me, what was your next step? How did you get to where you are now? Because I know we all want to have that. So meet me back here in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. Oh, do we have a wonderful show today about the power of prayer and having a prayer partner in our lives. Before we continue on with our show, I'd like to invite you to learn more about us at our ministry, Roses and Rainbows. You can go to our website at Roses and Rainbows, rosesandrainbows.org. You can visit us there and find out lots of things to, that we're about. You can invite us to come to your church or organization. You've heard us mention two or three times. You've heard my guests, my wonderful friends, speak about the Burdens to Blessings book, which is actually has cassette tapes with it. It's truly a packet of information. If you would like to know more about that, you can text me at kim@rosesandrainbows.org, and I can get back to you about that. And you can actually order the book on Facebook or Amazon or any of the large Barnes & Nobles, just about anywhere that you go. So I want to go back and continue the conversation that we have going on. I want to remind you, if you have a question or a comment, you can call in at 347-324-5246, press 1. We'd love to have your question or your comment today. So, Linda, Kim, again, I just want to thank you so much for taking this time. Linda, I know you had to take vacation time from work today to join
yes,
us.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much. Yes, and that's,
you're welcome.
Yeah, well, it is great. So let's continue this conversation, girls. Let me just ask you to start with, is it just wonderful to be able to share hope with other people about where God can take us when we really step out in faith? It's great, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
exciting.
It is.
It
yes.
is. But you had to face that dark time. So tell me, once you all met at that Burdens of Blessings retreat, you kind of made a connection. How did you get to where you are now? How did you get to this this intimacy and knowing each other, being in each other's lives and knowing how to pray for each other?
Well, Kim, once we realized, you know, we had that common ground with each other and we were both, you know, felt we still had the same things with the insecurity and all, and we just started sharing. And when we connected, then we made a point to start meeting with one another. Mm-hmm. And so immediately we said, okay, we're going to meet once a week, either at lunch or either at dinner or whenever, but we were going to set aside a time that we could just be together, she and I. And I think that first night it was at Cracker Barrel, and we met there, and we just sat, as Kim said earlier, we just sat there and just started talking and sharing and crying and laughing. And before you know it, 3 hours had passed, and we were just there comforting one another, encouraging one another, loving on one another. And it was just so sweet and so tender, you know, to have that other person to come alongside of you and truly know that, you know, when they say that they will pray for you, that they're truly going to pray for you. It's not just words that they have spoken. And so each week we just committed to, even if we couldn't meet, you know, we're texting or on the phone with one another, but we just met, we just became accountability partners to one another. And she has just been such a blessing for me, because so many times I don't know how to pray for myself when I'm in that deep, dark hole, because I suffer with depression. And, and so, you know, I know I can call Kim or text Kim and just let her know, you know, I need her praying for me. And just like she said with the little emoji praying hands at work, I have a tough time at work and stressed out, and I can just get my phone and just press that little praying hands, and I know on the other end she's going to start praying for me. And I can feel those prayers.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that make you feel when you release that? What to both of you, how does that make you feel? What does that do for your spirit?
Well, it definitely lifts up my spirit. And it's also, I'm such a controlling person. I want to be in control of all things. And the one thing it's allowed me to do is release that control and know that God is really the one in control. And, you know, I'm able to look back and know it's God answering my prayers, because as I had been journaling and looking back, and I had been praying for God to bring somebody special in my life that I can grow with spiritually. I want to grow with a friend spiritually. And as I look back, and I even marked, I dated it, and it's Linda that God brought to me. He answers prayers, and it's giving him the control. And where this started with me, I had a hard time just stepping out and really trusting, because I felt I was already betrayed by other people. And women, we get to that point sometimes with other women, and feel like we've been betrayed, or you can't really trust other people or something. But with Linda, when we started just connecting, there was something genuine about her that I felt my soul just feeling comfort by being with her. And then I just had to just really trust God on just being able to step out in order to allow him to step in. And he has blessed me over and over each day. I wake up saying, okay, I'm stepping out, God, so you can step in. And I see the blessings of him each and every day because of just trusting him.
Kim, that leads me to, I love everything you said about that. One of the things that I promised today on the show is that we were going to give guidelines on how to pursue, how to engage a prayer partner. And you just walked all over number one. I love it. Number one that I have written down here is make sure that you find a prayer partner that is someone you can truly trust, because the prayer is intimate.
Amen.
And you want to go. So that Proverbs 11:13 says, slander, a person who is slanderous will reveal secrets, but a trustworthy person will keep a thing covered. Mm-hmm. So number one, for our friend who's listening, who is hearing all you're saying, and their heart is longing for this type of intimate friendship, I thought the first thing I heard both of you say, that you were both praying for a prayer partner. So that's the beginning. You go to our Heavenly Father and say, I need help. SOS. Send someone soon. And then you begin looking. My philosophy is we do what we can do, and then we ask God to do what we can't do. So what we can do is ask and look around. So number one, that you said Linda was someone that you could truly trust. And that's something that's very important. Make sure your prayer partner is someone you can trust. Number two I have here is to make sure your prayer partner is someone who is committed to spiritual growth. Now, how do each of you know that you're each committed to that, your own spiritual growth? What do you see in each other? What should we look for?
Well, there again, I think it's...
Go ahead, Kim.
I think, for one, when you start sharing with one another, it's just that taking that, time to share with one another. And as we're opening up and we're sharing where we are spiritually, and that person's opening up where they are spiritually. And then we learn how to walk together in that spirit. That's what I saw between Linda and me, and how, in seeking and that discernment on growing spiritually with someone else.
I love that.
And that is so true, because also just in that, also when we're texting and all, and you can look at those texts and you can see those words are of God, because there will be a scripture that goes along with that. So those scripture, that is truth, and those are God's promises. And and we both are at this point that we want to grow beyond where we are. I mean, we're not where we used to be, but we've still got a long ways to go. But, just seeing and knowing that just like at 4:30 in the morning, she'll be up and she's praying because she has sent something to me, you know, that early in the morning, because she's been, I know she has her quiet time. I know that she loves the Lord, and I can just see it in her words that she sends to me, and those words are of God. They're His words. They're not her words. They're His words.
Oh, and you just led me right into point three, dear friend. Make sure your prayer partner is someone who promotes God's will above mm-hmm. his own advice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Love walks right into principle number three. Let's talk about that. So you said that you know, both of you said you know that you can trust their advice because they are spilling out God's word to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. How important is that? Because it's so easy. This world I see on TV and different social media and different things, I see a lot of people giving their advice and what they think. But, boy, that really doesn't get us too far, does it? So
no.
let's talk about that. John 8:32 says it's God's truth that sets us free. It's His truth with our truth that sets us free. John 3:30 says that He increases, we must decrease, which tells me the less I talk about what I think and the more about what His truths are to those around us, then the better prayer partner I'd be. So any comments on that?
Well, I want to give you some examples because I think, you know, Lynn and I both, we know that we are seeking God's will, and we want everything we try to do, we want to make sure we're in God's will, because we, both of us, we tried this thing called life on our own, and we feel miserably when we do it without God. And we both mm-hmm. know already through many, many different life experiences that, you know, we can only do it with God. And so we know we're seeking God's will for our own lives. But like Linda, you know, for an example, she really felt God leading her to do the Burdens and Blessings Bible study in her home. And she knew that was coming from God, and she was stepping out. But as, you know, a friend who is growing with her spiritually, I know God put me there to encourage her, because like she had shared, she had so many insecurities, and she felt like, okay, this isn't something that Linda can do, but she knew God could do it through her. And as her prayer partner and her accountability partner, I was there to give her that encouragement. Same that she does for me, because as, you know, I'm seeking God and, you know, what is my next step that God wants to do through me? You know, God provided an opportunity for me to, you know, go on a mission trip. And I'm thinking, okay, no, this can't be from God. And you know, God, I want to do your will, but I'm not sure that this is from you, because that's so out of my comfort zone. But I knew I could go to Linda, and we met. We, you know, made it a point to meet together, and I shared my heart with her. I shared, you know, what my desires are, and I shared this opportunity. And she encouraged me, and most importantly, she prayed over me. And when I finally made that decision that, okay, this is you, God, I'm going to step out so you can step in, and I'm going to do this mission trip. And the minute I made that decision, I had this incredible peace over me. But I knew I had that because I was being prayed over. You know, Linda was praying over me. And that's just a gift that just I is definitely from God, because it's incredible.
I love the examples. I love the examples. Linda, did you want to say something?
Well, I know when I started the Burdens to Blessings, and I had been wanting to do that for many years, and I would not do it because of my insecurities. But after we attended the Burdens to Blessings conference with you at First Baptist, Kim, when I was there, God just spoke to me, and He said, Linda, now is the time. Go. And so I did, and I committed to do this Burdens of Blessing study. And with Kim, when she and I had met, you know, I'm scared to death. I was just scared to death to do this. But every evening, every Monday when we meet, she would always be right there. I knew she was praying over me, and I knew that, you know, she would help me along the way if I got stuck. You know, she could speak for me and help me. I mean, she was there. She just helped me to know that that God is in control. And so I knew that, you know, as I'm going and doing all of this and being obedient and stepping out, she's there and she's lifting me up to the Lord. And that's just enabling me to just trust, obey, and do what he calls us to do. And that's why it's just so wonderful to have a prayer partner that you can count on 100% no matter what it is. And even when I've been struggling with some sickness and all over the last 5 weeks, and Kim has just been praying over me with my sickness and sending me scriptures and just telling me, you know, that I'm going to be okay because God is our great physician and he is going to heal me from all of these things. And it just means so, so, so much to me to have someone that I can truly, truly trust in. And I know that I could call her at any time and she would be right there for me.
The way I, listening to both of you talk, I mean, the in-depthness of how much you know each other and, you know, how much you have allowed each other to know the intimate parts of what you're thinking and what you're worrying about and what you're dealing with makes me think of the scripture, Ecclesiastes 4:10, where it says, it talks about two or more walking together. If one falls down, one can help the other up. But it goes on to say, pity the one who falls that has no one to help. And, you know, that's why I wanted to do this show today, because I do feel that there are so many times when I was trying to do life, like you said, Lynn, I was trying to do life on my own. And I thought I had to be strong enough and smart enough. It's like, oh my gosh, Kim, you know, take a deep breath and, you know, and keep going. And it was, how many of us, especially I can speak on behalf of women, you know, we feel like, okay, we can do this. Just give it one more try. And you just get exhausted. You get worn out. But that is the enemy's plan. The more he can wear us out and bring us down, the more he can stop us. He can isolate us. He can discourage us. He can handcuff us from, you know, doing the Burdens of Blessing study in your home, from going on the mission trip, from singing in the choir. I mean, sometimes just getting off the sofa and going out and getting groceries. I'm where that was a huge chore, you know. So, you know, just to be able to go out and show my face in public. And, you know, as women, we've been eaten up by this kind of deception. And the only way for us to battle this deception is to know God's truth. And the best way to know God's truth when you're so down, you know, I use this example in a lot of the retreats sometimes. I'll shut down every light. I mean, we're just sitting in total darkness, and I'll say to them, this is a picture of depression. This is where we can go when we have tried and we've tried and we've tried, and it is dark. And I said, you know, here's the thing. Not only in this darkness, we can't see 2 feet ahead of us. We can't see how to walk our way out of this depression. And if you think about it, we can't even see ourselves in this depression. We've lost ourselves to this darkness. We cannot even see who we're supposed to be. And, you know, quite frankly, I am so tired of seeing my friends and other women feel this way when there's so much hope. But what we have to do is we have to be the hope. I'm doing the study now on being the salt, being the light, being the aroma of Christ. We have to get out of our comfort zones as believers and step out into the world so that God can use us, not to change our world, but to be the change that he has made in us, to reflect him to the world, that others will see us. You see, what was so awesome about you two was you made yourself available. You both had a countenance that said, you know, I'm approachable. I'm, you know, there was something about you. And you didn't let the voices in your head stop you from reaching out. And, you know, my word to anyone who's listening today is trust again. You know, Kim, you said you had trust issues. We all do. Right. Most of us have trust issues. And that's a common theme. But there is someone, God has placed someone around you in whom you can trust. I know that, and it's the remnant of Christ. But we must many times we must make the first move. We must get so sick and tired of being sick and tired that we say, no more.
Exactly.
No more, I'm going to step out. So going on to point four that I heard, Kim, that I heard you talking about when you said, when you were describing the life that you and Linda are now seeking, you said we have one goal in mind, and that is to do God's will. And I immediately wrote down, thought about Galatians 1:10, where we are asked, are we striving to please man, or are we striving to please God? So let me tell you all, how do you know, how do you do that for each other as a prayer partner, that you keep your mind, how do you do that for each other, that you keep God's word, your anchor in your life, and taking the next step in God's will? What are the benefits of a prayer warrior in making that happen?
Well, for one, just, you know, praying. I'm constantly praying for Linda. And then when she is sharing something with me, you know, just praying for her, praying that that's God's will. And, you know, if that's not God's will in her life, that he will show her, you know, what to do next, what that next step is, or what he has planned for her. And just, you know, not giving her the advice and, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. But no, because I know she is seeking God's will in her life, and she wants to be now used. Something that you had done with us at your Burdens and Blessings retreat was the dolly activity. And Lynn and I go back to that dolly activity so many times.
All the time.
Because that made such a huge impression on us. Because, you know, we're both up there in age. I'm 52, and she's right
59.
There with me. And, you know, sometimes, and we do hear Satan. I hear Satan sometimes saying, you know, I'm too old. You know, God's not going to be able to use me now. I've already wasted so much of my life. But that dolly activity showed us, no, God, all that time God's been preparing you for what he has planned for you for the rest of your life. So what is what are you going to do next? And Lynn and I, we constantly use that as our reference to just, you know, hold each other accountable for what God wants for us, or what God wants to do in our lives for his glory.
Love that. Love that, and I love that dolly exercise. If anyone's out there and wants to know about that, they just need to come to the retreat. It will wake you up, won't it?
It will.
It'll change
your
life.
It'll revive you.
It will. Okay, so our fifth and final principle, I would say, guideline, suggestions, and this is not an all-exhaustive list. People can add to it, but the final. So our first is, make sure your prayer partner is someone you can trust. Two, make sure your prayer partner is someone who is committed to spiritual growth, their own spiritual growth. Three, make sure your prayer partner is someone who promotes God's will above their own advice. Four, make sure your prayer partner is someone who attempts to live in accordance to God's word. And then our fifth one that I think probably is the hardest one maybe to achieve, you have to truly have a level of true trust and an authentic way of living to really do this. It says, make sure you get a prayer partner who is someone who will hold you accountable, will hold you accountable. Romans 12:1-2 says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is what I'm hearing you all say. It says, this is your spiritual act of worship. Now, verse 2 in Romans 12 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which the renewal of the mind is taking every thought captive and praying that God will come and make that obedient to him. So then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. So that is telling me that as a prayer partner, that as we pray together, how does that, if you all will answer this, how does that help renew my mind and turn me to where I know that I am walking in God's will? How does holding me accountable to God's word help me to keep my mind renewed on him? Thoughts?
Well, the thought that comes to my mind, you know, Linda and I, we've been together being prayer partners, you know, since January. So, you know, we're still at those, you know, the early times of our relationship with one another. But, you know, we all know that there's going to come times in our lives where we're going to have some struggles, or we may be, you know, not renewing our minds in Christ, but maybe being pulled by the world. And I think that's when that happens, that's when you're going to really see, you know, that being genuine, being a real friend, being a true friend, because a real friend or a real prayer partner is going to also give you those hard truths that you might not be ready to hear, or you might not want to hear. And, you know, I do believe that that's what Linda and I have in one another, that when things get tough, we're going to tell each other the truth according to God's word.
And Kim, that's so important, because I agree with everything that Kim just said. And as she said that, you know, I want her to step on my toes. And because if I'm doing something wrong, or if I'm starting to stray away in the wrong direction, I want her to pull me back in and rein me back in and wake me up, because it's so easy to be out there in the world and you get – the enemy is just coming and attacking you from all angles every day. And so if Kim sees me, you know, going off in this other direction, I want her to come and tell me and draw me back in, and I will do the same thing for her, because we've got to have individuals in our lives that will help us get back on the track. And so I'm so thankful for that, Kim. And like she said, you know, it's been since January, but in my heart, I know that God has placed us together for a purpose and a reason, and she and I are here to be a prayer partners, you know, and to be accountable to one another. And
so
I just, you know,
Go ahead. So you give permission to do that.
Yes. Definitely, because like she said, I want that. And so many times you may have, you know, friends, but yet they won't truly do what they need to do, because, you know, they're afraid. You know, if I tell her this, she's going to get mad at me or whatever. But but when we know that we are both seeking and growing in the direction that God wants us to be in, I'm trusting Kim, because I know she's listening to God, and she's going to allow God to direct her and what she needs to speak into my life.
And see, that
and I feel the exact same way.
And see, that takes us back full circle. You have to have that trust. You have to know that someone is really, you know, in their Bible. So it really is a full circle of being able to come back, because that's tough. We got, you know, that you have to really know that someone is out for your greatest benefit and your spiritual growth, because really I think that accountability is one of the, you know, it definitely is one of the strongest reasons of having a prayer partner, that we really shouldn't, as we're looking and guiding, that we really shouldn't look for someone that will just go easy on us, but someone who loves us enough, that is concerned enough about our spiritual walk, that they're willing to call us out, you know, if they have to, in a kind way, but are willing to pull us aside. Absolutely. Well, ladies, we only have about 3 minutes left, and during that time, I want to just thank you all so much. I believe that many have been encouraged by what you said, by your authenticity. I love the fact, you know, one of the things that I want this show to always be is real and relevant. I want us to talk about our times when things aren't all perfect, you know, because there really isn't a time when they are. You know, life is to glorify God, and best He's glorified in times when we need Him the most. And prayer gets us through those times, and friends, you know, pick us up and carry us along many, many times. And so I want to thank you all for being real and being honest. I've heard both of you share your struggles, but you've also shared the hope that we can have. Each of us long to belong. We long to have someone who knows us inside out and loves us anyway. And that's kind of part of my passion, is to, you know, build these units where we have this type of conversation. But in closing, I would like for both of you just to take about 30 seconds to share with each other what you mean to each other. Can you do that?
Sure. Well, Linda, you mean the world to me. You are a gift from God. I'm blessed every day knowing that you're there for me, praying even when I cannot pray for myself or praying when I don't have the words. And I just thank you so much, Linda, for just loving God and being who God has created you to be and striving to be that person. Although I know that at times you're weak and you're not perfect and we're both going to fall short of his glory at times, but we're there to lift each other up, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life.
And Kim, I just want to tell you how much I love you, and I'm so thankful that God has brought you into my life, because I have needed a true accountability partner for a while. And I just know that your heart just loves our Lord, and you're striving to live according to his will. And I know that when I am down and I'm out and I can't even lift up my head, that you're going to be there and standing beside me, and you're going to lift me up to my Lord. And I just am so, so grateful. I'm so humbled that you even thought that I could even be a prayer partner, someone that would be accountable with you. And I just love you, and I always will. And you will always be such a special, special part of my heart. Mm-hmm. And you're my sister, and I just love you. I just love you dearly, and I just thank you for being obedient to our Lord. I thank you for being strong and starting to step out and just to continue to grow, and I look forward to us being able to do things for our Lord together.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I can't even thank you enough. You know how much I love both of you. You are my heartbeat. I just love you. My friends that have been around for so long, I love how God is strengthening all of us by us being willing to step out. And so for our listener today, I encourage you, step out, look around, ask God to send a Kim or a Linda into your life. And then when you see them, do what Kim and Linda did. Be proactive. Step out. Trust again, and let God bless you with this same type of friendship. Ladies, I love you so much. Thank you again
you,
for being on.
We love
on.
You, Kim.
And we'll see you, for our listeners, we'll see you again next Monday on Coffee with Kim.
Thank you for joining Coffee with Kim, a moment where your past pain connects with your future purpose to create your unique and powerful story.